This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you want to join us here on the radio. On the way, Daryl wants to talk about Get Out the Vote campaigns. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Also, conservatives apparently having a tough time finding a date in the Washington, D.C. area. We'll talk about that. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Ian, Daryl, and Jackie in the studio here on this live Sunday edition. But to the phones we go to start things out here in hour number two. Dana is on the line in Michigan. Dana, are you listening to WTKG tonight? Do we have Dana? Dana in Michigan?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We have you now.
Okay. Yes, I am. WTKG, 12:30 a.m.
Excellent. All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Two questions first. One, Daryl, the Innocence Project that you were doing the run for, did you do the run yet? I couldn't remember when you said you did it.
No, so that's the New York City Marathon that's coming up in 2 weeks from today. So still a little bit of time. Yeah, still a little bit of time where you could go to run.freetalklive.com and contribute.
Where are you at with your goals? You originally shot for 3,500. You blew past
that. That was the minimum set by the Innocence Project and New York Roadrunners.
Right.
I wanted to bring in 5,000. And I'm currently at 4780.
That's darn
close.
So
about $220 away. And
all of it goes to the Innocence Project.
All of it goes to the Innocence Project. They're actually doing and Ian, I know how much you hate Facebook, but the Innocence Project is doing a
I don't hate Facebook.
They're doing a Facebook Live.
I just
pay
the people who are still there.
They're doing a Facebook Live event this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
And someone has said that they will match up to $131 worth of donations that come in during that time period.
And when was that again?
Thursday. This Thursday, the 25th, from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
So if you want to double your dollar, wait until Thursday.
And I presume you'll remind people Thursday night about that during the show, live show?
Right, yes.
Cool. Dana, you said you wanted to call that immigration or what else?
Right. Well, yes, I did. But I just wanted to see where he was at, and I'm glad. Thank you, Ian, for asking what his goal was and how far he is. I'm actually disappointed. I've done my contribution, but I'm disappointed that it isn't much bigger. If people can give over $500,000 to that goofball, that FBI, fired FBI agent, Peter Strzok, I don't know why they couldn't give $500,000 to Daryl and the Innocence Project. Because
it would be wonderful to have the kind of reach that we would need to get that level of donations.
And I'm also not the only one raising funds for the Innocence Project.
There's a whole team.
There's a whole team, and I'm pulling up right now to see where the team is.
Well, the reality of it is, I mean, just aside, since you brought it up, Dana, I mean, look, the fact is people in the United States, they don't understand the value of justice reform and what the Innocence Project does, which is just a minor, you know, aspect of the whole idea of what can we do as a society to change this terrible justice system that we have. And can I just keep putting quotes around justice? Because, I mean, it's really a joke for the people who are victims of this particular system and, you know, prosecutors who make things up, fabricating evidence, hiding exculpatory evidence. I mean, there's so many different examples. It's overwhelming. But unless you've had somebody who you love who has been a target of this particular system, and to be fair, it's happening more often now than it ever has in the past, what with all the nonviolent, non-crimes, victimless crimes that people are targeted for. But if you haven't had that happen to you, then you don't know.
Right.
You don't realize, unless you're already paying attention to the justice system for some reason, you don't know how corrupt it is. You don't know how many people like Ross Ulbricht have been put behind bars who've never harmed another human being in their entire lives, and how bad it is. In the same way that this Border Patrol agent who we talked about in the first hour, he didn't know what the truth was about people who were coming to the United States. He'd heard the stories. He'd heard the horror stories. And, of course, the horrible stories get way more press than all the wonderful success stories of all the people, the countless millions, who've come here to just settle in and make a better life for themselves. So the same thing's true in criminal justice reform, is there's a large amount of people out there who just figure, oh, if you're in jail, you're a bad person.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's about all they think about it. That was the reason why they didn't want to build the jail here in Keene. For those who aren't aware, we're in Keene, New Hampshire. There was a jail that was sort of a half hour away in a very small town here previously, and they built a new jail to replace that about a decade ago here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is the county seat. And there was protest over it from, like, you know, I don't know if they were all conservatives, but, you know, people who thought jail bad, people in jail bad, don't want to see jail, remind me of people in jail. Think bad things. You know, like, this was the level of discourse that was going on. We don't want the jail on a hill above one of the main roads going into town because it will remind us the jail exists, and then we might think about who's in that jail, and we don't want to think about those people.
God forbid we think about locking people in cages for smoking a plant.
Well, and they don't think about that either. All they think is there's criminals in there. They don't know what percentage of them. And it's about 40%, by the way, that are in there for nonviolent drug offenses. That's the last time I asked the warden of that jail, who happens to be a member of Law Enforcement Action Partnership, by the way. So he's actually against prohibition entirely. But yet it's his job to lock people up. And I asked him, you know, what would happen if you just decided to not lock up the people who are convicted of drug offenses? He said, well, they'll throw me in. Because then that's contempt of court, because it's against a judge's order. The judge has ordered this person remanded to custody, and if they don't remand that person to custody, then contempt of court for the warden. Anyway, Dana, thanks for bringing that up. Go ahead with your comments on immigration.
Okay. So, yes, and you took a lot of the words out of my mouth. I just want to say you mentioned Ross Albrecht. I also want people to read what that dirty DA did. And he got very little time for it. I think it was 30 days or something to those three Duke Lacrosse boys. The rape kit was hidden, everything. Everything proved their innocence. But he did it for votes because he was running a tough reelection. I don't know how people sleep. Okay, about the immigration thing. I know where you guys stand on it, both on a personal level as well as libertarian. We totally disagree. So that brings me to my next question, only because of this, because Mark, where is Mark been for the last 2 Sundays? Is he gone again?
Oh, he's on some kind of choo-choo train. He's on a choo-choo train.
Oh, but he's coming back, though, correct?
Yeah, he'll be back eventually, a couple weeks or something.
Because I would love, when you guys do this immigration stuff, because we actually came to, I totally disagreed with this no borders. But that being said, because I really believe in our sovereignty and because things are worse than what that lawyer was telling you. This being said, I'm going to tell you why, but I want to say something about Mark. I like to see equal representation, and Mark and I agree on one thing. You cannot have open borders with a welfare state because these people are collecting $36,000 the first 4 years they're here from our government.
I'm pretty sure Mark's in favor of open borders. I mean, he's
in favor of something he calls a blue card.
I said that.
Yeah.
No, I said that. He's in favor of open borders, but we finally, as me being a fiscal conservative, came to agreement that you cannot have open borders with a welfare state. And he said no voting ever, no schooling, free schooling, no medicine, blah, blah, blah. He said, Dana, could you agree with that? And I said, that we can sit down and talk about. And we ended the call. He said, unbelievable. He said, we're making headway. He said, because he didn't say unbelievable. He used some other word that a conservative, you know, I can meet on that. They can't come here and I have to pay for me and mine and them and theirs.
Yeah.
So, but this is, I want to say one more thing about this.
Well, actually, there's somebody that wants to respond to you, so just hold on there. Okay. Go ahead, Jackie.
So regarding the whole we can't open the borders until we end the welfare state, there's an essay that everyone should read titled Against Stockholm Libertarianism. It's on Napster.
Really,
it's from 2007.
Napster.
Yes, Thomas Knapp. It's very good.
That Napster.
Yes, not the old music
K-N-A-P-P.
Yes.
Stir.
And I don't know if you guys have a place you can put links up related to the show, but it basically refutes that we have to end the welfare state first.
Can you come back and talk about that here in a moment? More coming up here. And Dana, stick around. We'll bring you back as well for this discussion. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick, call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now, 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time, limitless digital experiences.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. Live Sunday edition of the program. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room, so head on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there and get on the air with us. Also, Zencash has rebranded recently to Horizon, which you spell H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, horizon.global is their new website, where it'll tell you all about the privacy platform that is Horizon. It's much more than just a private cryptocurrency. And we've been doing giveaways over the last several weeks, actually the last couple months plus, here on Free Talk Live of Zen. We've in fact given away over 14 and a half Zen so far. That a current prize that we're going to be doing a giveaway for on Wednesday of this week will be 1.75 Zen. So if you want to win some Zen, here's all you got to do. Get your Zen wallet hooked up. You can get the official one through horizon.global. You can also use Coinomi, whatever it is you use to get your Zen address. Give your public Zen address to Daryl via email at daryl@freetalklive.com. That's D-A-R-R-Y-L @freetalklive.com. The winner will be randomly selected from all the entries we've received by Wednesday, noontime Eastern. That's this coming Wednesday, October the 24th. And if you don't win this time around, no worries. You're automatically entered in the grand prize giveaway of 2 Zen, which will happen in early November. So once again, get your entry in, email your Zen address, public Zen address, to daryl@freetalklive.com, and learn more about Horizon over at horizen.global. As we continue here, Dana is on the line with us in Michigan. You had brought up this question about, or this issue about, some libertarians saying, well, I'm in favor of open borders, but only after we end the welfare state. And, Jackie, you had brought up an article that apparently was written more than a decade ago by Thomas Knapp,
yes,
one of our longtime listeners here on Free Talk Live.
And what's amusing is long before I knew any of you or this show, Thomas Knapp and I knew each other through blogs a million years ago, so mm-hmm. sort of worlds collide to find out that he was also a fan of Free Talk Live. Yes, he wrote this back in 2007 against Stockholm libertarianism, and the Stockholm refers to Stockholm syndrome,
right,
which is in a hostage situation. Once you've been held hostage so long, you start kind of developing some sort of affection or loyalty towards your kidnappers or the people holding you hostage.
Correct.
And he says, basically, whenever libertarians get into this situation, we'll say, well, we can only have this if first you give up that. It's like you're trying to trade hostages, and the longer libertarians hold in that position, the more likely they are to basically develop Stockholm syndrome for other people who hold not wanting to give this thing up, but not for libertarian reasons. And I'd like to just read a short bit.
Sure.
And because it's very well phrased. Ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is a hostage situation. It's a neat scam, this holding of one positive reform hostage, while around the corner your political enemies hold its counterpart hostage as well. You won't let your hostage go until they let their hostage go.
Mm.
And they won't let their hostage go until you let yours go, and they'd really rather you didn't. No muss, no fuss. You've both successfully avoided responsibility.
Hmm.
They've avoided doing something they don't want to do anyway. You've avoided something you claim you want to do, but are looking for an excuse not to advocate. And so basically, I'm deeply skeptical of anybody who claims that they would be in favor of open borders if only we could get rid of the welfare state first, because they are putting something they know is, in the near future, a political non-starter on the table. How committed are you really to freedom of movement if only this currently politically impossible thing happens first?
Dana, any comments in general? Go right ahead.
Okay, yes. Let me, because I called to actually discuss this specifically with Jackie, is your name?
Yes.
Is your name Jackie? Okay. Jackie, okay, so this, let me just get through this, and then then you can come back at me. So this is one of the reasons why you need to have someone like a Mark to represent both sides when talking about something as serious and as important to this country and to many of the people in this country. Because I believe as a conservative and also with libertarian slant, you need to, I'm real big on all sides should be represented. So there's that. The second thing is, I don't know who this Thomas character is. I will look him up, because when I speak about these things or most things, you must, must, must argue from facts. Because if you argue emotions, which most people do, you'll lose every time. That being said, for every article you cite, and again, I don't know this character that you're talking about, this gentleman Thomas, but whether you love her or hate her, her facts are right on. Ann Poulter. If you can't stomach Ann Poulter, please read the scholarly work. Our work.
What is she going to tell us? I mean, what is just summarize
Heather,
what?
Let me finish. Heather McDonald, and I'm sure Jackie, you're aware of Heather McDonald. I am telling you whatever
some
information you're getting,
harpy.
Jackie, or where you. The other thing I want to ask you about your friend Thomas. How many of these people how many of these kids has he adopted or fostered from other countries?
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Didn't you just say we shouldn't make emotionally based arguments?
The ones that are most pro-immigration, you're bringing in people that are illiterate in their own languages, but you guys won't put anything into it. You won't put anything in money in the bag, so to speak, yourself. You won't adopt. You don't contribute. You don't do anything. But don't tell me.
How do
your
know,
sources.
Yeah. How do you know anything about what we do or don't do?
I'm asking a question.
No, you aren't.
You've been making.
You said you don't do this. You don't do that. You don't want to adopt somebody.
You also said that you shouldn't argue emotionally, and you sound to be very emotional right now.
My family adopted two girls from Russia. Just FYI.
You did or Thomas did?
My family. I have two Russian sisters who are adopted.
I didn't ask you that, Jackie. I asked what Thomas did. I'm making a bigger point.
Okay, well, he's not on the air with us right now. So if you want to ask Thomas a question, his name is Tom Knapp. His website is Napster. I misspelled it earlier. KNAPPSTER.blogspot.com. You can go and ask him questions there if you want to know what Thomas has done. But advocating for an end to aggression against peaceful people doesn't mean that you have to go and adopt a bunch of children to prove that you believe in ending aggression against peaceful people. Not everybody is in a position in life in which adopting a child would be a particularly good idea for those individuals. So does that mean they can't speak? If you haven't actually adopted a child, you can't speak about adoption? If you haven't actually, you know, assisted somebody with filling out government immigration paperwork or help them across the border directly, then you can't speak or have an opinion about immigration? Because if that's true, then most conservatives better shut the F up, because they haven't done a damn thing ever to help anybody with immigrating.
And so. I have a question for conservatives who are in favor of closed borders. You know, property rights and the right to do what you want with your property and with your business is a pretty core conservative value when we come back.
We can. Thanks, Dana, for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. We can continue here on the topic, or you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And as we learned last night, many of these conservatives don't actually believe in ending welfare anyway. They want welfare. They just want it for them and their buddies. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The U.S. USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It stretches credulity to believe the Crown Prince wasn't involved in this. I think that's the way they're going to write this off.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, a guest on Fox News Sunday, talking about Saudi Arabia and the government's explanation of how Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi killed.
This isn't the first incident. This is just another in the line of long incidents of Saudi insults to the civilized world.
Senator Paul says he doesn't believe Khashoggi died in a fight. The journalist last seen on security video walking into the consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, back on October 2nd.
I think it's insulting to anyone who's analyzing this with any kind of intelligent background to think that, oh, a fist fight led to a dismemberment with a bone saw.
There's still no sign of Khashoggi's body. Unclear if he was dismembered and removed from the consulate by a group of Saudis who flew into Turkey to meet with him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. Just jump on in over at discord.lrn.fm. And we'll join you in there and we'll get you on the air and you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. The Blink motion-activated wireless HD cameras are super easy to set up in your home or maybe even a small office. A great way to protect your family and your property with Blink. In fact, Amazon thought their product was so great, they bought the company. And now Blink works with Alexa as a result of that. Plus, you can check them easily from your smartphone. There's no contracts, no subscriptions, and again, super easy to set up the Blink system because, well, there's no wires that you have to run anywhere. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. I take it back, there's one wire. It's the power cable for the hub that all the cameras wirelessly connect to. So it's super easy. I've set it up. I know how simple it is. Blinkprotect.com/FTL gets you 15% off your Blink Protect system. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, bring you your phone calls. You can call in here about anything that you want. Jackie, was there something else you wanted to add to the conversation about immigration?
Yeah, Dawn identified herself as a conservative, and I thought, identified herself as conservative, and I thought, you know, two of the central tenets of conservatism is property rights and not having the government interfere in your business. So if I own a home and I want to rent it to somebody and that person is Mexican, what right does the government have to come in and tell me I can't rent to them? If I have a business and I want to employ that person is from El Salvador, what right does the government have to come in and tell me how to run my business? So how can you be a conservative and support closed borders? Because that's a violation of my property rights.
Well, you're presuming
and my right to run my
business.
Believe
in property rights. I mean, we've talked about...
Claim they do.
Well, do they? I mean, we've asked on the air here in the past on multiple occasions. We've started like a Saturday show, which is one of our busiest nights on the air, by asking a question, can you define what it means to be conservative or what it means to be liberal? How do you define that?
Nobody can define that.
No, they can't.
Conservatives define conservative as... I'm not a liberal, and liberals define liberal as I'm not a conservative.
Well, also, the conservatives will harken back to a past that never existed, usually. Like, well, it was better in the 1950s. And
if you were an able-bodied, straight, white man.
Yeah. They also have an unrealistic belief of what things were like back then as well.
They were children.
They were informed by watching Leave It to Beaver and these other idyllic kind of...
Leave It to Beaver and the Andy Griffith Show is what they think.
Yeah.
The 1950s and 60s were like.
Yeah, and all these baby boomer conservatives talking about how great things were back in the 50s and 60s, it's because you were children and your parents kept you sheltered from the world like most children.
So they, you know, when we've asked, they've never had any solid answer like you're talking about. I don't remember a conservative calling in and saying, well, it's because property rights, because that's what it means to be. I've never heard that. So I don't know if they actually believe that, because if they actually did believe that, then maybe they would act on their beliefs. And we would see conservatives opposing things like business regulations, because that's a clear violation of property rights. But they don't. They just go along to get along. They just want to conserve whatever it is they think existed in the past.
Yeah, and generally, it'll be something along the lines of, you know, traditional values.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Can you define traditional values? You know, like how it used to be.
Well, you know, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, Daryl.
Yeah, and right there in Leviticus, it says that, you know, it's something, something. Okay, then go protest Red Lobster.
Okay.
As soon as you protest Red Lobster, I'll take you seriously.
Hold on, wait, what? What about Red Lobster?
Because it also be a show. Okay, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I will defend conservatives. It actually did used to mean something. These days, it mostly just means reactionary, but it actually used to mean something.
Really?
Conservative used to mean traditional Western values like property rights, individual independence, but also community interdependence through traditional institutions like a church. It meant a family structure, you know, traditional family structure of a man, a woman, a children, no divorce. You know, you go to church on Sunday, you participate in your local, you know, fire and rescue squad or your Rotary Club. And basically, you know, the idea of people would look out for themselves and for their neighbors and their communities. And so there were some good aspects to conservatism. Unfortunately, the way most people use it these days, they just mean reactionary. They just mean, I don't like what the left wants, or I don't like things changing. But conservatives used to actually have a coherent set of values.
One of our chatters here in the Twitch chat, actually, Coin Sellers Ruin the Game, says, also, keep in mind, most conservatives love big government when it suits them. They have no problem with big government getting involved in people's wombs or marriages. And that's definitely true, because if you are one of these mythical conservatives that purportedly believes in property rights, why wouldn't those property rights extend over your own entire body? Well, the conservatives were many of the people who were pushing the war on drugs, certainly in the 1980s, during Ronald Reagan's administration, for instance, when I think it was Nancy Reagan who came up with the Just Say No, and of course all that stuff was promulgated by conservatives. I'm not saying liberals are not to blame as well. There are plenty of war on drugs liberals as well.
So. Well, I think the fact that people are now defining conservatism as against immigration just shows how much damage Trump has done to the Republican Party, because
they were like that before Trump.
No, but they were until, like, it used to be in the 80s and 90s, they were the pro-immigration party, and it was the Democrats and the unions who were against immigration because they didn't want to have the, they were like Bernie Sanders, they didn't want to have immigrants competing with American workers, and it was Republicans who were in favor of opening up immigration. And Trump has just, you know, this populist uprising that's hijacked the Republican Party and the conservative movement and just turned it into this sort of ideologically incoherent, reactionary, xenophobic populist movement.
It was all that before Trump came along.
Well, yeah, that's why Trump was able to get the nomination. But, you know, the conservative movement of, like, the 80s and 90s and the Republican Party of the 80s and 90s is very different than what we see today.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Jackie.
I just want to mention that, you know, there's people here that are willing to use their cars to pick people up and take them to the polling place.
Okay. You know? Is that shocking to you?
Did you have a specific organization in mind? Because I know there's several that do that. Did you have one you wanted to mention?
I've heard that Uber and Lyft are doing some kind of thing of sponsor rides.
There's also specific organizations, too.
The campaign offices, that if they believe in their candidate and their issues, they're willing to, you know, they're either texting you, they're texting, canvassing, they're phone calling, and you know, willing to take people to the polling place. But I wonder if these people that need a ride, they really need a ride, or they just want to be fussed over. I kind of wonder, you know, it's like, if you want my vote, you pick me up. You know, I want to be picked up and taken there.
So who do you think Uber and Lyft are trying to get people to vote for? Uber and Lyft are giving people free rides to the polls on election day.
Yeah, but I don't think she was suggesting
that. She says that people offering the rides or people accepting the rides are only doing it because they're too lazy to go to the polls themselves, and they're only going to vote for the people that they're told to vote for.
You really believe that, Sarah?
Daryl, to segue into something you wanted to talk about, I think I heard you say phone calls and text. She's talking about a get-out-the-vote campaign in which you text people and call them, and you don't just ask, are you going to vote? Are you going to vote for my candidate? Now we are headed into, depending on
do
you need a ride? And it's if you, I mean, I was just on a conference call about this last week. You walk people through their plan to vote, and it increases voter turnout by about 30%. And so if she's getting calls and texts asking her, do you have a ride to the polls? We'll give you a ride. That's part of a candidate or a party's get-out-the-vote effort, in addition to the nonpartisan stuff that's being done by Uber and Lyft.
It's unlikely that the Republicans are calling the Democrats, trying to convince them to get a ride to vote. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You know, it's also hard to give people rides to vote, because most people just don't care, at least the college students, when we try to do it for them. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. We can talk about conservatives apparently having a tough time getting a date in D.C., according to Vice. Also on the way, get out the vote campaigns. Daryl's got some comments he wants to share on that. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room, so head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can get involved with us there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. As we continue, we'll take your calls about anything. We'll go to the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, where somebody calling themselves God Wants to Talk to You is on the line calling from heaven. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Ian, yes, this is God.
Hello there.
I'm calling to tell you that you, Daryl, been many sins upon me. Your libertarian ways are not holy. Of course, the Republicans are right about my word. That is the way I meant for it to be in heaven.
Which version of what the Republicans say? Because they say a bunch of different things.
Well, for example, abortion. Of course, you are not supposed to murder children in the womb.
But can I still eat at Red Lobster?
I don't care about Red Lobster.
All right, but I definitely
there we go.
Am
we finally got it from God.
Hold on. So I can eat at Red Lobster, but I can't ever make a cake for a gay person.
Well, wait, you didn't ask him about that.
I hate gay people.
Wait, didn't you make gay people?
Of course not.
Well, where did they come from?
Gay people are the equivalent of monkeys, in my opinion.
But didn't you make monkeys?
I hate monkeys.
So I guess it is possible. Well, hold on. It is possible that you could hate your own creation, right?
True.
Like, there's certainly people who've made...
Of course it's possible.
You know, yeah. Tortured artist sort of thing.
But wait a minute. Now, okay, but if you're God, then you could wipe out the thing you created, right? Like, you...
There was a flood, Ian.
Right.
Of course there was a flood. I killed them all.
But then they came back. So, couldn't you just, like, wiggle your nose?
They're more holy than they were before. Don't you understand?
Well, no, that's why you're here to help us, okay? So
yeah, the story's a bunch of nonsense anyway.
Wait, oh, you're talking about the flood story?
Of course, it's all a bunch of nonsense.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Okay, so you're God, but
people believe it.
The Bible is not your word, because I was going to ask you about something. So which parts of the Bible are correct, if any?
Why would you think any of them?
You made God
what
laugh.
Part of the Bible seems correct to you? Are you stupid?
Well, I'm an atheist, so I don't believe in any of it, but... I can't fight you about specific passages if you're not trying to defend them, so I got nothing.
You're just as stupid as the people that believe in the people in the clouds.
Wait, you're saying the atheists are stupid too?
Of course they are.
But didn't
you
make
them? Everything just fell out of nothing?
How come you screwed up so much, God? That's what I want to know. What's wrong with you?
What? What was the last question?
I said, how come you screwed up so much? I mean, there's all these, you know, you hate all these creations that you ostensibly brought to us.
Of course, I love seeing all you humans suffer. It's hilarious.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
God sounds like me playing The Sims.
He's not going to the good place.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's nice to hear a decent character caller.
That was a pretty good crank caller.
And with the sound effects, too. So, like, he really had it together. Kudos to God wants to talk to you there on our Discord chat. As we go to Carl, he's in New Jersey. All right, we're coming down from God and going back to Carl. Go ahead, Carl.
Okay. A little common sense here, maybe. Maybe not. I heard somebody say something that I read about it, and it's called Medicare for Everyone. And the Democrats want to get that in and get rid of the, I'll call it the Affordable Care Act. I hope some of your listeners from Canada call in, because they pretty much got that same kind of care up there, and I've heard not to.
Yeah, and they want to get away from it. Yeah. They want to. A lot of them want to come down to the United States and go to other countries where they can get the job done in a decent amount of time, and then they won't have to wait for months and months and months and months before they'll actually get the service.
Yeah, like an MRI. This one guy did move down to the USA with his dad. He had to wait 6 months in Canada, so that's why I came here. If you waited 6 months for the MRI, that would have been dead because they wouldn't have found out he had cancer, and it would have been probably stage 4 up there by the time they found it.
I was listening to a podcast recently with Tim Moen, who's the ostensibly the chair of the Libertarian Party of Canada.
Okay.
In Canada, they call them the leader of the party, but you know, he's essentially the chair. He works in the healthcare industry, and I forget the specific test that he was trying to get done, but he was trying to get some blood work done. And he was told that because it wasn't medically necessary, the insurance wouldn't pay for it, and he was prohibited by law from just paying out of pocket to a local lab to have them do the test for him.
When you say insurance, you mean the government program?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Well, see, I also heard, if you read that information, that all other insurance companies in the USA will be totally gone because you're only allowed to have Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about the government-run, what they call universal health care, single payer is another term for it. It's government-run health care. And it would essentially eliminate the insurance providers. Not to say that they're great or anything like that. The current system sucks. But a government-run system would be even worse because then there would be absolutely no incentive for excellence. There would be no competition to encourage people to do the best that they can and to lower costs. Of course, the government regulations drive costs up dramatically as is, but it would be even worse when the government was the only, or if the government becomes the single
payer. Kind of like over in the UK where they've got the NHS,
Correct.
Yeah,
my brother told me 40% of their paycheck in Britain over there goes towards health care. Just 40%. I don't know that's true. I know, but one more thing, but maybe look on the bright side. All them teachers and stuff with the platinum health care would have Medicare. Jesus.
Well, they would have special health care for the government people, right? Like, government people would get a special class. Hey, thanks, Carl, for the call tonight,
okay,
man.
Thanks.
I appreciate it, dude. Yeah, it's a big concern. And it's, once again, this is another area where the so-called Republican conservative people drop the ball. You know, they don't want to see a free market. They don't talk about that. They just talk about stopping whatever the Democrats want to do. No, we got to stop. We just need to keep it as is.
We need to repeal and replace Obamacare and go back to when it was Gingrich care when we came up with the idea back in the 90s.
Oh, wait. And who started the government forced insurance system in Massachusetts before it went to Obamacare? Oh, that would be Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
He's a Republican.
Well, the fact that we have health insurance as a benefit tied to employment goes all the way back to wage and price controls, where they were limiting how much employers could pay people. And so they started offering them fringe benefits. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the only reasons that that even became something that your employer buys for you, because that's really weird. Like, think about it. What else does your employer go and buy your food for you? Do they buy your car for you? It's really weird for your employer to be making a big section of your budget.
Depending on the type of job you have, you might have an employer-provided car.
Yeah, a company car for company purposes, but usually not like, we're going to go select what car is best for you and your family because we're going to buy a whole fleet of them for everybody in the company.
Let's talk
and that's
to David.
Just your personal car.
He's on the line in New Mexico on the Discord chat. Go ahead, David.
That was close. You got to think farther ahead of the airplane, Ian.
Huh?
You're going to crash us.
What are you talking about?
You gave me about a minute of warning to click over, and I had my hands wet, and I just barely made it in time.
Here you are.
Here I am. So in the future, you'll give me a little more warning. But I wanted to finish up with some, or no, I'm not going to finish up anyway, but continue on with a few more facts about these political racketeering bastards that we got here in New Mexico. And they're everywhere else, yes. Mm-hmm. And yes, we all expect it from them, but they really got the game sewn up tight with what they're doing. Talking about, you know, the campaigning process, the political process, answering to the public. And, you know, the modern day stump is the media, whether it's television or radio. Certainly politicians do make public appearances, physical public appearances, like they go to parades and they go to whatever town halls or forums, which in actuality, they don't really do that anymore.
When they do, they're very controlled, right? So, like, they'll only let certain people in if you have an invitation, and in order to get an invitation, you had to jump through some kind of hoops and go to a website and fill out a form, and it's very, very difficult to get in. And then, of course, once you do get into these places, you know, they only actually give the ability to speak to people who have been vetted very carefully in advance. They submit the questions in advance. It's very rare that you'll come across a town hall. It happens in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to town halls where anybody's able to speak. But, yeah, I understand the frustrations, David, and thank you for the call tonight. We got more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. The live Sunday edition continues, and you can join us on the radio.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.